Just going to run this dog to see if we can find any type of human remains that are left.
Listen to Where Secrets Go to Die, The Disappearance of Derek Hennigan. From the Detroit Free Press, a new podcast set in the woods of Michigan's Upper Peninsula. Available on Apple, Spotify, Freep.com, or wherever you get your podcasts.
From the Detroit Free Press, I'm Robin Chan with today's voice briefing. It's Tuesday, March 26, 2024.
This is Lily Altavino with the Detroit Free Press. While the science of reading debate is raging across the country, there is an often overlooked component to teaching children how to read. And that's the language students speak, and specifically the language many Black students speak. African-American English is a language spoken among Black Americans, according to scholars. But how to incorporate African-American English into the classroom has been a long-running debate across the country, and was once central in a lawsuit in the 1970s brought by a group of Ann Arbor children against the school district. Researchers and advocates say embracing African-American English can encourage literacy and help students feel more validated in the classroom. But there's still a long way to go in embracing it. To read why, head to freep.com.
I'm Sue Selesky, Detroit Free Press food and restaurant writer. Consuming fruits and vegetables are an important part of America's daily diet. But if you're concerned about pesticides in produce, an annual report reveals the dozen fruits and vegetables that contain the most pesticides. Called the, quote, Dirty Dozen, the list is from the Environmental Working Group. The group compiles its list by analyzing data from samples tested by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration. Strawberries top the list, followed by spinach and the group of kale, collard, and mustard greens. Released every year since 2004, the list is not without controversy or opponents. The Alliance for Food and Farming is an organization that debunks the annual Dirty Dozen list and the group's recommendation of substituting organic forms of produce for conventional. According to the Alliance for Food and Farming, substituting organic produce, quote, does not result in any decrease in risk for consumers because residues on conventionally grown fruits and vegetables are also low, if present at all. The Alliance says consumers can and should disregard these types of lists. What's important to note is that dietitians and health experts recommend that overall the goal is for Americans to increase their consumption of fruits and vegetables for a healthy, well-balanced diet.
This is Brian Manzullo, craft beer writer for the Detroit Free Press. One of Metro Detroit's largest suburbs is getting a new brewery. It's called Stumblebum Brewing Company. It plans to specialize in meats, cheeses, and of course beer when it opens in Troy later this spring. Eli Green is the founder. He stumbled across this idea while living in New York pursuing a theater degree. He became obsessed with food and beer pairings and realized there are very few breweries out there who specialize in it. You can expect more than a dozen beers on tap, ranging from a wide variety of styles, as well as a robust selection of meats and cheeses on charcuterie boards to pair them with. Read more about Stumblebum on Freep.com.
I'm Andrew Burkle with the Free Press Sports Department. New Los Angeles Chargers coach Jim Harbaugh, yes, remember that guy, did not hide how he feels about at least one of his former players in the NFL draft. It's no secret by now that the Michigan Wolverines football team will look a lot different next year. New head coach, new coordinators on both sides of the ball, and of course, a new quarterback too. J.J. McCarthy was one of 18 former Michigan football players who were invited to the NFL Combine in Indianapolis ahead of the NFL draft. Harbaugh, never one to shy away from a bold statement, said that J.J. McCarthy had the greatest pro day workout that he's ever seen from a quarterback after attending Michigan's pro day last week. McCarthy is considered to be one of the top four quarterbacks available in the NFL draft next month. And while he has been one of the biggest movers up the draft board since the college football season ended, most consider USC's Caleb Williams, LSU's Jaden Daniels, and North Carolina's Drake May to be the superior prospects. However, it will not surprise you to hear that Harbaugh is of the belief that J.J. McCarthy is the best quarterback in the draft. Now, what does that mean for the Chargers? Probably not much. LA has the fifth pick in the draft, but they also have Justin Herbert, a franchise quarterback, and seemingly one of the main reasons that Harbaugh would have picked the Chargers. Either way, that did not stop Harbaugh from praising the quarterback who helped lead his team to the promised land. And from his perspective, can you really blame him?
Find more from the Detroit Free Press on Freep.com. That's FREEP.com. Thanks for listening, and you'll hear more from us tomorrow.